Bills Roundup, presented by ECMC. ECMC, the difference between healthcare and true care.
It's Bills Roundup here from Snowy Orchard Park. Chris Brown along with John Murphy representing two-thirds of the Blue Man Group. As the Bills, I don't know who set this up. Who set this up, Murph, honestly? Two-thirds of the Blue Man Group. But the Bills, Sunday's game is inside in the Dome in Toronto, and the Bills preparing for that by practicing in the Healthy Zone Fieldhouse here at One Bills Drive, but not us, Murph.
No, we're outside in the elements where we belong, but you're right. You know, they're up against a Dome team. They're in a Dome of the Rogers Centre in Toronto, so they've been working out indoors in the field house, and it is all hands on deck for the Buffalo Bills this week. For the first time since the first half of the season opener, they've got everyone healthy on the offensive side of the ball. On defense, the only starter missing is Alex Carrington. It took 12 games, but Buffalo is finally healthy, and EJ Manuel has a full arsenal of weapons on offense.
It's a great feeling being out here this past week of practice. Has been awesome. Just preparing for the Falcons and having Stevie back and all those guys, and having Woody back with a fresh ankle, and he's moving around like he's always done. And I know, you know, those guys are really chomping at the bit to get back out there and make some plays.
It's going to be an important game for EJ Manuel, the Bills' first-round draft choice, as he tries to build off his best performance of the year, the win 2 weeks ago against the New York Jets. EJ talked about how his strong game against New York has raised the bar for him personally.
I raised my own bar, and I set my own bar, so I definitely want to hold myself to a high standard. I don't want to revert back to, you know, having games where it's inconsistent or anything like that. So not to put any more pressure on myself, I felt like if I just continue to do what I did that week versus the Jets, you know, continue to study and prepare, we should all go out there and have a good game.
I think this is a big game, you know what I'm saying? I think that, you know, when you come off a game like you did against New York, you know, and we can say what we want, hey, maybe we can do this better than that, and you can say that every week. You know, but when you look overall at things, you know, we played a very good, consistent football game. I think that's what the goal is. And I think when you, you know, when I've talked to the players this week, you know, that's important. And it starts off from the individual player.
Coach Marone has spent some time this week talking to his players about this game in Toronto, the sixth game of the Bills in Toronto series. The head coach wants his players to shut out all the complaints about lighting, about the field conditions, about the atmosphere in the stands. He just wants them to win.
Obviously, I think we would rather have them in, you know, in some elements and, you know, here in Buffalo. But, you know, I've been here a while, and, you know, just it's the same thing, you know, every year, you know. So, I mean, it is what it is. You know, we're going to go up there, and we're trying to beat the Falcons, and whether that be in Toronto or in Orchard Park or in Atlanta.
And this game will be played in Toronto. But, Murph, it sounds like Coach Marone's done a pretty effective job of getting the players to put the whole Toronto issue aside. They're just trying to get a victory this
year. There's a lot of peripheral issues about playing in Toronto, obviously, but I think it seems like Marone's done a pretty good job of focusing on the opponent, the Atlanta Falcons, which, by the way, even with their 2-9 record, is a very talented roster, especially at the skill positions. Quarterback, wide receiver, running back. They have some pretty good players, some veteran players who've been there before, some deficiencies on the offensive and defensive lines, but I'm going to tell you, this is not going to be an easy game. It's a winnable game, but not necessarily an easy game for the Bills.
This is the fourth time this season that Coach Marone's players are going to try to stack back-to-back wins. The three previous times, they have been unsuccessful. For John Murphy, I'm Chris Brown for Bills Roundup, presented by ECMC.